Join us for Elevating Excellence in Agriculture, March 2nd through 4th in Denver. Learn more at commodityclassic.com.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-299-1058. 800-299-1058. Again, that's 800-299-1058.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A handful of federal judges have reversed their decisions to retire. They're in their 70s in Virginia, North Carolina, and Ohio, and say since Donald Trump was reelected, they'll stay on the bench full time. Senate Republicans criticizing the decisions. President Biden has signed 50 bills into law. One makes the bald eagle, previously the unofficial national bird, official now. Christians in Syria attending a Christmas mass at the Church of the Cross in Damascus. Syrian Christians protested in the capital yesterday, demanding greater protections for their religious minority. A passenger plane that took off from Azerbaijan's capital going to Russia crashed in Kazakhstan. Dozens of deaths, dozens survived, some in critical condition. Russian state media blamed a bird strike. Azerbaijan's president blames bad weather. Pope Francis on Christmas urges people to end wars and trouble over differences. This is ABC News. A recent report from a consumer watchdog group claims that popular air fryers from Igostar and Xiaomi are not only sharing user data with companies like Facebook and TikTok, but also storing their data on Chinese servers. Cybersecurity expert Scott Spiro says consumers should be careful about what permissions they give to appliance apps.
It may ask you for access to your contacts. It may ask you access to your location. It might ask you to access the microphone. And you can say no, no, and double no.
Igostar did not respond to the report, and Xiaomi denied the claims. The CDC reporting high levels of respiratory illness this holiday season. Dr. Neil Bavzar, New York Presbyterian Hospital.
Urgent care is a quick fix. It's maybe 30 minutes to a few hours. You go in, you go home, you get the remedies. The ER or the emergency department is for serious injuries, life-threatening illness, or something that can become very serious.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Hey, you've definitely had a busy month. Finding gifts, sending cards, hosting family. Well, now it's time to treat yourself at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Come and find great deals on something just for you. Like 25% off New Year's Party Luxe from DKNY, Adriana Papel, and more. So enjoy the week and get yourself the gifts you really wanted before these limited time deals are over. At Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Allen. Former State Senator Tim Cullen has died at age 80.
Cullen, a Democrat, served two stints in the state Senate from 1975 to 1987, and then again from 2011 to 2015. At the start of his second run in the state Senate in 2011, Cullen became a key figure in the fight against former Governor Scott Walker's Act 10 law that stripped most public employee unions of their collective bargaining rights. Cullen was among a group of Democratic state lawmakers lawmakers who skipped state borders for weeks in an attempt to prevent a Senate quorum and stall a vote on Walker's divisive 2011 bill.
That's Neil Johnson. Former state senator George Petak has died.
The Racine Republican lost a recall election after he switched his vote on a five-county sales tax to fund a Milwaukee Brewers stadium. First elected in 1990, Petak won re-election 4 years later. But in 1995, he twice voted against a proposed sales tax for the stadium that would become Miller Park. The bill passed after he switched his vote the third time it was brought to the floor. Constituents were not happy, and his loss to Democrat Kimberly Plocke flipped control of the state Senate. George Petak died on Christmas Eve Day, aged 75. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
In an interview with the Wisconsin Eye, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he'll form a Government Operation and Transparency Committee.
It's how do we drive efficiency so that the people who live in Wisconsin can afford to stay here, but also expect the services that they have come to want in a way that's much more meaningful and in a way that's much more efficient.
Voss says the committee will be modeled on President-elect Donald Trump's DOGE committee led by Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly cloudy here on Christmas Day. We'll get to around 34 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, 28. Tomorrow, some scattered drizzle or showers. Mostly cloudy, 39 on Friday. Scattered rain with a high of 43. If you are paying too much for health insurance, call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. That's 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
The markets were closed. The government is, too. It's Christmas Day, and I hope you all got exactly what you wanted under the Christmas tree. Hey, even with the markets closed, we've got some freshly squeezed content coming your way.
From Christmas Day in the USA, via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, it's a conversation with Chad Becker from Mosaic. Then it's Dr. Jason Nickel from Merck Animal Health. And then Gunnar Bonvartsen from Earth Optics. Later, Paul Hawk from Syngenta. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. And now, the host of AgriTalk, Jeff Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas indeed.
Yeah, yeah. Here it is, Christmas Day 2024. Mm-hmm. Just rushing into the end of the year is kind of how this feels. We've been doing nothing but trying to keep up. Now, yesterday, the grain markets just decided, hey, you know what? We're going to relax a little bit. We're going to take it easy. It was a low-volume affair. Now, that can turn into volatility before the end of the week. We can't forget that. And when I say before the end of the week, I guess what I'm really saying is before the end of the year. Wow.
Sort of. Yeah. Yeah. We got like a week and a half left. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's what we're doing this afternoon. We're continuing some of the conversations that we started this morning. And those conversations were had at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City about a month ago. Mm-hmm. And when we learn something, when we have these conversations about innovations that are taking place in agriculture,
yeah,
it is absolutely our job to bring that information to you. And so that's what we did this morning. That's what we're going to do this afternoon as well. And, you know, we'll probably have a little bit of fun at the end of today's show as well. So we've got a lot of ground to cover, no doubt about that. It's Wednesday, but we don't have Bubba. We know he's listening. We love you, Bubba.
Yeah, we do. We do. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Yeah, Merry Christmas out there. Okay, let's go ahead and get to some of the news.
Sure thing. Well, wheat futures gave back a chunk of Monday's gains ahead of the Christmas break. Positioning for the midweek holiday saw March soft red winter wheat futures open slightly lower and near session highs yesterday. Then prices slipped to post a low range close. Front month SRW wheat posted an inside trading day and traded on both sides of the pivotal $5.40 level. Wheat prices were pressured by gains in the U.S. dollar index and by forecasts calling for rains in the U.S. hard red winter wheat areas. Now, Chip, the settlements were a little bit weird yesterday. I'll give you what I've got. Here's March hard red winter wheat futures, 6 cents lower at 545. March SRW yesterday down 5.5 cents to 535. March spring wheat closed at 589.5, down 6 cents. A reminder, the markets are closed today. Right. So these are yesterday's closes.
Yeah. These are where prices were trading late in the session yesterday. It was where trade wrapped up. The timing of everything, we didn't get the settlements in here quite yet. But when you take a look at what's going on in this wheat market and the amount of rain that has moved into the outlook for hard red winter wheat country, it might be tough to hold that market above contract lows for much longer.
All right. Well, March corn futures posted a fourth consecutive higher settlement yesterday with a low range open and a high range close. Front month corn posted back-to-back higher closes above last week's high ahead of the holiday break, and that's helping to build some momentum. Chart watchers are targeting resistance at the December 11 high of 451 and one quarter. Good demand for U.S. corn gets the credit for supporting prices, but the price advance was stalled by strength in the U.S. dollar index and mostly good growing conditions in Brazil and Argentina. Traders are watching the trend in Argentina and southern Brazil with the forecast turning drier. March corn futures yesterday were 0.75 cents higher at 448.5. May corn up 1.5 cents to 455. July corn futures closed yesterday at 457.5, up 1.75 cents, Chip.
Yeah. Now, in the last 4 days, this corn market has pushed 12, 13 cents higher. If we could have gotten soybeans to get off the mat, wheat to get off the mat, I think this corn market would have performed even better than what it has. 450 seems like a legitimate shot for this corn market to test before the end of the week.
Well, South American crop conditions were also an anchor on bean prices, but the lack of impressive export demand for U.S. soybeans and products also limited upside potential in bean prices. January soybeans yesterday opened slightly lower and spiked support at yesterday's low before recovering to close high range and just below resistance at 975. Uncertainty over demand growth for bio-based diesel products has put bean oil into a holding pattern. Jan bean oil yesterday traded on both sides of 40 cents for a sixth consecutive session. January soybean meal yesterday opened just below the pivotal 290 level and recovered to post a mid-range close. January soybeans yesterday 4.25 cents higher at 973.75. March beans up 4.25 to 979.75. July beans closed at 999.75 for the SAS close.
Yeah.
That's up 6 cents on the day.
Yeah, so we talked with Dave Chatterton from Strategic Farm Marketing on Monday of this week. And we talked about this demand base and the crush capacity and so on. And it's the conversation that we had kind of centered around the idea that the crush pace has been built up to the point to satisfy the demand that is in the market at this time. But as far as pushing any further in anticipation of expansion in that bio-based diesel or glycerin-based fuel market, they're touching the brakes. They're touching the brakes here a little bit and slowing things down. And that's taking some of the optimism out of this bean trade. There's just no question about that.
Well, yesterday, March cotton futures posted a high range open and a low range close, completing an inside trading day. March cotton yesterday, 64 points lower at 68.78. Let's check our livestocks where choppy trade continued in the cattle complex. Traders looking for direction from the cash market. Feb fat cattle tethered to the 188 level. Choice graded boxes were lower yesterday, but select boxes traded $1.92 higher. February fat cattle 17.5 cents higher at 187.62.5. April cattle up 2.5 cents, 180.72 1/2 in January. Feeders down 37.5 cents to 256.22 1/2. And on the snout side, Monday's quarterly hogs and pigs report was called slightly negative for lean hog futures, and that was reflected in today's slight to moderate losses. February lean hog futures posted an inside trading day with the close just above the opening range. Feb lean hog futures down a nickel, 84.32 1/2 in April. Hogs down 57.5 cents yesterday to 89.05. Chip?
Yeah, I had a bit of a typo, or we had a bit of a typo in there on that April live cattle. Up 2.5 cents, 189.72 1/2 there.
I think I might have thrown a today in there as well. It's yesterday. Is
right.
What I
meant. Exactly. Exactly.
It's not a perfect science here.
No, it's not. But I tell you what is pretty cool is the fact that we get an opportunity to talk with representatives from major companies across the country. We get them all gathered into one spot at Trade Talk at the National Association Farm Broadcasting Convention.
In Kansas City.
In Kansas City. We can have a lot of conversations in a short period of time. And then we can bring that information to you, which is exactly what we are doing today. We'll be back in the fourth segment. Merry Christmas, everybody.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com. Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revilock fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15th, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
As you plan the future of your farm, you've probably noticed something. It takes more than money. It takes a lending partner that keeps you fully prepared to leap when land becomes available. That's why FBN Finance created a simple, easy pre-qualification process valid for up to 180 days. Don't just borrow money. Borrow more at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shots. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at GetMyFluShot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
When I got out of...
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products. Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products and the answers that work.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance. Experienced loan advisors putting farmers first. With farmland rates as low as 5.76%, visit FBN.com/AgriTalk.
Here we are back at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. It's Trade Talk. I'm learning a lot and trying to bring you what I'm learning as well. Now let's have a conversation with Chad Becker. Chad is an agronomist for Mosaic Biosciences. Chad, welcome to AgriTalk.
Appreciate the time.
All right. The biologicals, okay, it's they're past the buzz, aren't they? They're into practical use, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. So there's a lot of practical use now, right? So we went from what am I getting out of the back of the pickup to now I have formulas and products that I can depend on and I can get positive results.
Yeah, absolutely. So what, you know, when you think about Mosaic, I'm sorry, everybody thinks about fertilizer. Almost, period. They need to think a little bit more about biologicals from Mosaic. What do you offer?
So we offer a couple of different products in the row crop market, and they're really a perfect fit. You mentioned Mosaic fertilizer, right? Mm-hmm. They're a complementary product because the products that we have are nutrient use efficiency type products. So if we have a Mosaic product that we're putting on the field, we want to make sure we get the best return on our investment, right? We don't want it sitting there not being active. We want to make sure we've got something that can help complement the uptake and make sure I get some of that money back that I spent on that fertilizer acre.
Okay, excellent. So what are you seeing in the field?
So we're seeing, on average for corn, let's just talk corn for example, about a 3.7 bushel advantage for our Biopath product, which basically is a water-based product. It's a bacillus-based product. So it's a fairly simple combination of products. You can go out there and have tens or hundreds of different compounds in some biologicals. We have bacillus as a base, simple nutrient use efficiency, and we're getting about a 3.7 bushel advantage. The other thing that we talk about is we want to talk about what am I getting for that? Am I getting anything else? So we measured about 300 and some plants in a study in 2022, and we measured that we had about 10 pounds of uptake difference per plant from all the macros to the micros. So what does that relate to? Return on my investment, right? So if I add that dollar value up, I'm basically almost paying for that product prior to even running the combine in the field.
Okay.
So it's kind of an insurance program plus a little benefit.
Yeah, love it, love it. Speak to my inner nerd when it comes to some of this stuff. And give me the science behind it.
So, in very simple terms, because we can get into a college course on this, right? But really what you're doing is you're getting a product that is working with in symbiotic relationship with a plant. So bacteria needs some help too, so does a plant. So a plant, when it's planted, it has stored seed or stored energy in its seed, it's going to run out. So at some point it needs help, needs fertilizer, needs water. What this does then is it looks for plant exudates from a plant, which is food, feed that bacteria. When that bacteria gets its food, it produces organic acids and enzymes that then start to work on that soil profile, those colloids that are tied up. You get nitrogen that's tied up in a soil colloid. Those enzymes, organic acids, do their magic, do their soil chemistry, start to release that into that soil profile, gets into the water movement towards the roots. We get a happy plant. We start it off on the right foot. It's all about building that root structure and that early plant health to get it to that V6, V8 time frame, making sure, hey, I'm happy, have what I need to start that yield development. I'm off to the races.
Yeah. There's a million different things that guys are doing to protect plant health out there now. And I think what I hear you saying is build plant health from the ground rather than protect it once it's up.
That's exactly right. So some of the hidden benefits of products like ours are just what I said. I'm building it up early, but we see a lot of things hidden at the backside of the cycle. This year was a great example. There's a lot of areas in the United States that were started out great.
Yeah.
Then it dried out, right? So we had some little bit of late season plant health issues in a lot of areas. And we're starting to see that with some of our products is that they go out in the field and they say, wait a minute, why does this part of the field look different? Oh, I had a Biopath trial here.
Yeah.
I have some definite standability differences. I don't have maybe some of the fusarium, some of the stalk rots in there. So we're getting some hidden plant health benefits late in the season because we started it out in a proper way.
Yep. I'm thinking about a green plant with a white husk. You know, that because that
That's
plant
right.
just does stay so much healthier deeper into the year now.
It's acts almost in a way like you would a late fungicide application, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of has that same result. Healthier plant earlier, and I get to stay in that plant.
Cool. Okay, so what's in the pipeline?
So we have a lot of things. So we're looking at everything. So as you know, we're at the tip of the iceberg with biologicals in general, right? We are looking at anything from nitrogen fixation to other fungicidal things, abiotic stress. We're looking at all that. Are we going to launch everything right now? Maybe, maybe not, because there's also a cost associated with that. But we also have to make sure we've got a product that definitely performs, and it also is going to have a return on investment for the grower and ourselves. We're conscious about price point. We need to be at this time of day, right?
Yeah.
So we don't want to launch something that's going to be $20, $25 an acre if it doesn't have that consistent return on investment. So we're going to be looking at anything under the sun for the near future.
Fantastic. Chad, thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right. Chad Becker, agronomist, Mosaic Biosciences. Talking now with Dr. Jason Nickel, Director of Insights and Outcome at Merck Animal Health. Director of Insights and Outcomes. Talk to me about that first. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, no, I get that a lot,
yeah,
Chip. Yeah. But no, it basically what it entails is a reflection of the monitoring business within the traditional biopharma business,
okay,
that gives us the opportunity to draw insights, if you will, from the monitoring data that's being collected, and apply that at the producer level to ultimately lead to better outcomes. And so in my role, I spend a lot of time doing a lot of data analytics,
yep,
both from a basic research standpoint, but also at the customer level to help them with the adoption curve of these monitoring technologies.
Okay. Where's the data come from?
The data comes directly from the animal, believe
okay
it or not. And so we are, in the monitoring space, the way that we capture those data is through wearable technology on that animal. So if we talk about on the feedlot side of things, it's in the form of an ear tag.
Okay.
The data that comes to us is in the form of both activity and body temperature. That's captured from that animal all day, every day. We then use artificial intelligence techniques to break that data down and identify, and again, on the feedlot side of things, what we're looking for are outliers, animals that are both outliers to their historical data as well as to the pen or the group that they're a part of, that then key us in to animals that need further evaluation.
Okay.
And again, on the feedlot side of things, generally we're talking bovine respiratory disease.
Yep.
And what we have observed is that based with is using this system, we can find those animals more accurately and earlier in the disease phase compared to that human. That obviously allows us to treat those animals earlier, and generally what we're looking for is improved outcomes.
Yeah, yeah. You got somebody pen riding 24/7.
Absolutely, yeah. This is a set of eyes that are on these animals 24/7. It doesn't matter what it's feeling like that day.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what they did last night. It doesn't matter weather-wise. You know, we've got extra eyes, and frankly, you know, the bovine is more adept for a number of different reasons at concealing clinical signs of disease than the human is at finding them.
Okay.
And you know, by the time they actually are conveying clinical signs to a human,
yeah,
we're already behind the eight ball.
Right, right. So, yeah, as you said, we got to treat that animal as early in the disease as you possibly can. It just ups your odds for success.
And you just hit the nail on the head. It doesn't guarantee success.
Right.
Right, but it increases the odds or the probability,
yep,
of a successful outcome in most cases. There's still a lot of other things at play that we can't control for.
And it just makes that animal that much more efficient in the feedlot. If he's healthy and you're keeping that animal healthy out there, the efficiency rate goes through the roof.
Yes, and to your point, I mean the if we talk bovine respiratory disease,
yep,
mortality losses are just the tip of the iceberg.
Yep.
The performance losses,
yes,
that come from unrecognized or delayed therapy is some of that unrecognized performance loss that we don't catch.
All right. Have we been talking about Sense Hub?
Correct. The Sense Hub, the Sense Hub feedlot technology.
Okay.
Correct.
Excellent. Excellent. Yes. And if a grower wants to learn more about Sense Hub, how do they figure it out?
You bet. Probably the easiest way is to go to MerckAnimalHealth.com. Okay. You can find more information there or reaching out to your local Merck Animal Health sales representative.
Outstanding. What else is coming from Merck that we need to know about?
Well, just in terms of obviously, there is ongoing development on the biopharma side that they have traditionally been engaged in, and then again here on the monitoring side of things, the monitoring business is constantly evolving, just like our phones or our tablets or our computers. They're in a constant state of development that doesn't stop, and so we'll just continue to keep adding value.
All right, excellent. Thank you so much, Jason.
Thank you.
All right. That is Dr. Jason Nickel, Director of Insights and Outcomes at Merck Animal Health.
Markets in Music City. It has a nice ring to it. That's why we want you to meet us in Nashville for the AgMarket.net Farming for Profit Not Price Conference, February 2nd and 3rd at the Renaissance Nashville Hotel, with presentations geared toward risk management, a market outlook, technical analysis, and more, all while socializing some of the top analysts and producers around the country just steps from Broadway. Give us a call to register at 844-4-AG-MRKT or head to AgMarket.net. There's a risk of loss in trading futures and or options.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Christmas is a season of tradition. So let's look at where some of those traditions originally came from. According to BuzzFeed.com, the tradition of leaving milk and cookies out on Christmas Eve was originally Norse. The practice came in vogue in the U.S. during the Depression when parents tried to teach their children that it was as important to give as to receive. Once known as Yule balls or fairy balls, spherical Christmas tree ornaments were originally shiny and filled with thread or glass. They came to the U.S. in the 17th century via England and were designed to entrap evil spirits. And forget trick-or-treat, the truly terrifying door-to-door celebrations of the 1700s came from carolers. Bands of young men went around to lords' doors demanding their best food and drink by any means necessary. One landowner from Salem took a group of carolers to court in 1679, claiming they threw stones, bones, and other things. However you choose to observe Christmas, our hope is that the warmth of the season finds you among those you love.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly cloudy here on Christmas Day. We'll get to around 34 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, 28. Tomorrow, some scattered drizzle or showers. Mostly cloudy, 39 on Friday. Scattered rain with a high of 43. If you are paying too much for health insurance, call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. That's 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you're with us. I'm down at Trade Talk at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, learning about all kinds of new things. And, boy, I'm going to be learning a lot right here. We've got Gunnar Bodvarsson. He is in business development at Earth Optics. Gunnar, welcome to AgriTalk.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
Tell me about Earth Optics first.
Yeah, I mean, we're a soil sampling and soil mapping company. So we of course, take true soil samples in the field, but we also leverage a soil sensor or a proximal sensor suite. We call it our ground owl sensor suite. And it essentially measures variability throughout the field. And what this allows us to do is to dramatically reduce the number of soil samples required to produce high-resolution data for growers.
I mean, you're talking about this is a time-consuming job that guys got to do it, and you're talking about a time saver here, right?
Yeah, you know, something we hear from growers all the time, and really one of the key problems we're trying to address is growers can get the soil data they can afford, but never the soil data they actually need to properly manage their fields on a very specific level. And so, you know, we're trying to drive down costs for high-resolution, actionable data for growers that cover the full suite of soil parameters that they need, whether it's chemical, physical, or biological.
Wow. Okay. How's the data delivered back to the farmer?
Yeah, so we recently went through a merger with Pattern Ag, and they've got a really terrific crop planning tool that we've been working on together. And so that's one of the ways that we provide our agronomic data to growers. We also have Soil Mapper, which is our dashboard for other kind of maps that we produce, whether it's for fertility, compaction, or carbon.
All right. You've got something that we're going to talk about here, and you're going to be educating me. Digital decommoditization. What is it? And why does it matter, Gunnar?
Yeah, I mean, digital decommoditization is really, it's about helping farmers sell their crops for a premium compared to just the generic market prices. And the way we can do this is by leveraging data that's tied to soil health and the crop production itself. Really, if a grower is able to prove the positive outcome that their crop production had with data, then they can turn around and sell their crops for a premium compared to just the generic market prices. And this is really great because it just helps income on a per acre or per bushel basis, oftentimes for practices these growers are already doing, such as reduced tillage.
You know, we talk about that a lot, and I'm not going to go down the sustainability path with you, but we've talked about how farmers have been doing quote unquote climate smart farming for a long time, just haven't documented it. And it sounds like this is how you document it and get paid for it.
You're exactly right. I mean, growers throughout the whole country are doing a lot of great things for their land, and they really should be paid for the wonderful work that they're doing, and we're able to provide the data that proves that out and helps growers turn around, sell their crops for a premium, or find other revenue streams, whether it's in the carbon markets, 45Z tax credits, you know, kind of, et cetera.
We spend a lot of time talking about that kind of stuff. The carbon intensity scores help in figuring that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a crucial part of 45Z tax credits as well. That leverages, you know, the GREET model, of course, and that's something that we can always help out with.
Outstanding. Okay, what does it look like in the future? I mean, this is a further step than what we could have imagined 5 years ago, but what does it look like in the next five?
You know, it's going to be a lot of really exciting stuff. We went through our merger with Pattern Ag this summer, so we've got, you know, kind of some new products, such as our 360 Pro flagship product, which really covers the whole suite of soil parameters that growers should be concerned with as far as their big spend items on the farm. Our crop planning tool is something we're really, really excited about. It's really about dialing in exactly what growers need to do on a very specific level on their fields to ensure that they're maximizing the return of their investments. And so a lot of exciting stuff. We're focused on execution and providing data.
Yeah, okay, that return. Let's go back to where we started, and that's the soil sampling, soil testing.
Wow, that's cool.
If you're going to start the year off on the right foot, it's something that needs to be done, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can't manage what you haven't measured. And so what we're able to provide through our products at Earth Optics are really comprehensive insights that are actionable, meaning that the growers can take this data and make really, really judicious or cost-effective decision-making that ensures that they're putting all their money where it really needs to go.
Gunnar, thank you so much. That was fun.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Gunnar Bodvarsson, he is in business development at Earth Optics. Talking now with Sean Hawk. He is a product lead for corn herbicides at Syngenta Crop Protection. Sean, welcome to AgriTalk.
Thank you so much, Chip. Glad to be here.
All right. When we talk about weed control and efforts out there, it all comes down to fighting that resistant weed, doesn't it?
Yeah, we have to be really proactive with our weed management strategies to delay weed resistance. Since 2000, there's been a 275% increase in multi-herbicide resistant weed species. That's a lot.
How? What is it? Is it the active ingredients? Is it the application? Is it the process? Is it the management? Why?
Oh, that's a complex question, I'll tell you, I have an opinion on it, and there's a lot of research that's been done in this field, and it's a number of factors, but I think for a large part of it is we're not always using full-labeled rates, right? We rely a lot on marketing materials, such as what I would put out, to be honest, that may be misleading or not set the right expectations, and we're putting just too much pressure on one program for too long. We need to diversify our weed management strategies.
Yeah, excellent. And how are we, the guys that are being successful in with their weed management, what are they doing differently than somebody that might not be?
Well, they're staying on top of things, right? They're working together with a trusted advisor, whether it's an ag retailer or a extension agent or a crop consultant. They're scouting their fields. They're seeing what weeds they have, what things weren't working. They're working with branded companies where they know what's in the formulation. They know the active ingredients are stable. They're leveraging new technologies and new cropping practices like crop rotations and narrow row corn or cover crops. They're doing all those things. But most importantly, they're paying attention to what's in the jug.
Yeah.
And a lot of products are out there at misleading labels where they're trying to imitate a successful brand from Syngenta where they don't have the full active ingredient. They're not formulated to the active ingredients in there, so they're not delivering the effective dose. And a lot of this weed resistance is metabolic-based.
Yeah.
And that's generally due to getting low doses of chemistry.
Yeah. Okay, so what have we got from Syngenta to help us in all this product, this effort, this management?
Well, we got two things. So we introduced a storin corn herbicide, which was designed to help growers that lost confidence in their pre-corn herbicide. Okay. Only 23%, based on 2024 market research, of growers are satisfied with their corn herbicide, if you can believe it. Only 23%. So we put the four most potent active ingredients, including bicyclopyrone, mesotrione, S-metolachlor, and pyroxysulfone with our safener, and we designed a product, and the results were remarkable this year. We had over 3,300 growers use it the first year out. We asked 500 of them if they would participate in a satisfaction program, find out why they were using it, how it mixed, how it sprayed, what weeds they were targeting, what the result was. 90% of them said that they were satisfied. 99.7% said that they would recommend it to a friend. And that was incredible. So it's built to fight these heavy populations of palmer and water hemp, but 70 other weeds. And you can...
What does the program on that herbicide look like?
Oh, it's a great... It fits in almost every weed management scenario, okay? So... You can use it 28 days pre-plant all the way to 30-inch tall corn. We just want you to apply it before the weeds are up because that's what it's designed for. Because that's how a weed that's a seed doesn't have much metabolic activity. So metabolic, that's just you burning energy in your body, right? A weed that's 6 inches tall has a huge energy.
Yep.
And you have to get it when it's vulnerable. So this was designed to control weeds when they're most vulnerable.
A lot of things in the pipeline from Syngenta?
A lot. I've never seen this in my career, and we never talk about it because we are very we're just not out there with our pipeline, generally speaking. But we have four new modes of action and five new herbicides in development, specifically for corn and specifically to help us manage Palmer and water hemp control, pre or post, and they control resistant populations, including HBPD, ALS, glyphosate, and those are still five or beyond,
yeah.
But they're really progressing through the pipeline well, and what we ask for is just more support with Corn Growers Association, telling how important it is to get innovation to the market quickly and speedily through our regulatory environment.
Okay, I was just going to ask you about that, if we can talk about that real quick. Seems like it's getting tougher to get registration on some of these chemicals. Is that right?
It's getting more unpredictable, right?
Okay.
So we understand and we design herbicides that are safe for the environment, for people, for farmers. That's really important, and we need to go through the rigors of science review. But it gets more unpredictable, meaning you don't know what new law is going to be passed or legislation. You don't know if there's going to be enough scientists to review it at the EPA. They're understaffed. They have a lot of things that they're juggling. They're getting sued every day by a new NGO. We need to help them do their job and help bring new innovations that we're building to America. It's Argentina can bring a new innovation 1 to 3 years faster than we can. That's not right. American farmers should have the first herbicides in the marketplace, not the second access.
Sean Hawk, product lead corn herbicides at Syngenta Crop Protection.
I'm Tyne Morgan.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
Maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revitec fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shots. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Ad Council.
Mark your calendars now for Total Acres 2025 Grower Clinic. Join the Total Acre team for 3 great days of learning and networking, January 19th to the 21st at the family-friendly Renaissance Orlando at SeaWorld. With more than 20 immersive breakout sessions and an extensive trade show, it's your chance to network with other Total Acre members from 23 states and Canada. Head online to growbigcrops.com/growerclinicregistration today to register.
We've been using Pivot Bio for 4 years. The first thing that drove us to Pivot Bio was the unique thought that there's something else out there outside of synthetic nitrogen that can replace it. And the data shows that we are able to replace that 40 pounds, sustain the same yield goals with 40 pounds less synthetic nitrogen. Anytime we can more efficiently use our nitrogen, that is more efficiently using our dollars.
Visit TalkNitrogen.com for your free nitrogen efficiency review. That's TalkNitrogen.com.
No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
In the morning, you're coffeeed up and you're thinking. In the afternoon, you've calmed down, but you're still thinking. We're here all day. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal Davis Michelson here on Christmas Day. So pleased to be here. Chip Flory,
yes,
joins me as well. How you doing, buddy? Huh?
Ho ho ho!
You got the holiday merriment in full gear there. You
absolutely.
You had asked me at one point a while back if I was on the nice list or the naughty list, and I brought a musical selection to try and clue you in.
January 1, I started strong, but the days were short and the nights were long, and I spent too much time playing my favorite rap song. Forgot about the garbage, and I flat ignored the leaky faucet. Let the cat outside, and he brought back fleas. Let almost every call go straight to voicemail, and every time I went to the lake, I came back with a taller tail. Didn't tuck my shirt in, let my briefs disintegrate to tatters, and every month, I got a little bit fatter. Let the aquarium water run low, forgot to DVR wifey's show. Ate the last piece of cheesecake, refused to roller skate, left the seat up. Turned the heat up with the window open, and I paid to have my own oil changed. Drank a bushel of Bush Light and left the cans in the yard. Missed my mother's birthday, didn't even send a card. Kicked my dirty socks under the bed and kicked the neighbor's dog, but not in the head.
Got a leather-bound edition of this year's faults. That behavior dictionary when I write it all out. Got a leather-bound edition of this year's faults. That behavior dictionary when I write it all out.
Habitual offender, no one to blame but me. My list of negative achievements comes with a glossary. I'm sure Dewey Decimal would find it unacceptable. He'd throw the book at me, the Atlas, and the great big dictionary. This holiday confession is long overdue, so here's a nickel. I'm on the naughty list now. You see, Chip, just any single one of these actions
wouldn't
necessarily get a guy on the naughty list.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. This could be...
It's a body of work.
This could be perpetual naughty list.
Yeah, yeah. This is what we were... It's a cautionary tale, really.
Oh,
is what
man.
It is.
Holy smokes. Did you say you drank a bushel of Bush Light,
left the cans in the yard? Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. See, because now... Now the neighbors can see, like, what sort of person we got living across the street here. You know?
That's right.
It's all out there for everyone to see. It's all out on display.
All out Shameful. On display. Wow. Wow. Naughty list. That's where it is.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. I'm afraid so. Nope. You know, and I've got one more that I can only play on one day of this holiday season.
I got it here.
Not yet arrived at that day, but when we get here, it's coming.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's very specific. Very specific.
Very specific.
Now, in listening to that litany of offenses that landed a guy like me on the naughty list, you know, it might behoove us to take one more glance backward.
Yeah.
Over 2024 and see if there's anything to glean out of 2024. Dude, so much happened. We talked about the election cycle this morning and how it was an absolutely historic event, period of time, you might say.
Yeah.
And I think the story remains unwritten on that. There are still chapters to be written. What else you got on 2024, buddy?
You know, I'm a crop watcher, right?
Yeah.
So I gotta go back to the fact that it quit raining in the third week of August, didn't rain, you know, quote unquote, didn't rain in September into the first couple of days of August or October. And we still made a corn crop. We still made a national average record corn yield. Now the drought, the late season drought, took some bushels of beans with it. But boy, oh boy, that corn crop did a pretty fascinating job of holding on to the bushels that it made early in the season. I'm going to remember that for a long time. You got to remember those kinds of lessons. If you don't,
for sure,
boy, you can make some mistakes on the marketing side going forward.
What about, would you consider a different approach to crop tour? Because it seems to me, by my calendar math, and I took weather at the University of Northern Iowa, the state's premier university.
Okay.
It seems like about the time you and Grady were saying, yeah, these crops look really good, but they need about another rain. They need a little bit of water to finish. I think your side of the tour needed a little more water than the eastern side.
Yep. Yeah.
But that's about the time the rain shut off, bro. So next year, would you consider, there's water everywhere. I just hope it doesn't rain again. That's all our hope is for this crop now. Maybe try it, whether it's true or not. I don't know. It might help.
It might. But we're not moving the crop tour. I'll guarantee that. It is going to be the third full week of August in 2025. Mm-hmm. That's the time that we'll be hitting the road again.
Yeah. Well, to keep it scientific. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, to keep it consistently random. That's part of it
Indeed. Indeed. I don't know, maybe just a different approach to talking about the weather would behoove us. I'm going to be looking, I've been thinking a lot about who's buying land, what's happening to land values as we make it through this year. I mentioned this morning, you know, the 2024 taught us some marketing lessons and we may need to use those in 2025. Keep them in your back pocket, gang. It's interesting the sorts of land that's being sold. Here in December, I found a $25,000 land sale. Can you guess where it was?
Northwest Iowa.
It was Polk County, Iowa.
In the center of the state.
Row crop, but right on the outskirts. Development potential written all over it. I haven't seen a 25 grand print for quite a while for an acre of farmland.
Yeah.
And what we're seeing is, you know, maybe some of that investment money that was going to go into there has run its course. We're, you know, a little bit more bargain shopping probably in here as we close out this year. And I would suggest if the economics continue on a similar path into 2025, and forecasts to realize we're probably looking at a similar deal in 25.
Right. Another one that I'm looking at is the stickiness in the inputs markets.
Yes.
You would have thought that we would have pulled it back a little bit more than what we have at this point, but just haven't gotten that done. Hey, you guys, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for listening today. We certainly appreciate it. From me, from Davis, from Big Apple Joe, Merry Christmas. Come back tomorrow morning. Paul Niefer, Farm CPA. Ken Erickson, Polaris Analytics and Consulting.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shot. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Ad Council.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden has signed 50 bills into law, one making the bald eagle the country's official bird.